Okay, so we are in the middle of Mishnah Aleph, Perek Chaf Al Mishnah Aleph. Okay, we're up to the Argamon we did. Okay, we're up to Uvi'ira She'ena Osir Lihachazira. What is Uvi'ira She'ena Osir Lihachazira? This is the picture. We'll review those pictures in a few moments, but let's just first see what we're up to. 6:35. Chut. I have to get another safe. I have to go to the store, but I have to have time to go to the store. Amir Tashem. What is this? So we learned yesterday that these threads are called the Shasi threads. Right? The threads that are horizontal, I think this is called the woof. I don't know, I'm not sure. I think it's the woof. These threads are the woof. And this is the warp. What's so confused? This is extremely simple. The Kovid Tachta and the Kovid Elyon. Kovid this way. This is the Kovid Ha. Which one was the Tachton? Which the Elyon again? These are the Kovid. This is the Elyon. The Elyon is where you have the finished material. After you finish making material, this, the finished product, goes on here, and here are the raw strings. The strings come down, they go through two different frames. There's frame number one, frame number two. The frame number one, you string all of the odd threads through frame number one, and you string all of the even threads through frame number two. Is the case? Is that clear?
Sort of. Not really, but I believe you.
Look, there are little threads.
I can't see how there's thread number one and thread
number two. So just make believe here. So look in this picture. Here's a close-up. Here's a close-up of that section. You see here is the Kovet Elyon, Tachton. Here are the threads. Okay, and the thread comes down. You see, look at the odd. This is thread number one.
Okay.
Comes down, yeah. And it goes into frame. Here's frame number one. You see, it's being held. It's being looped through frame number one. Cord number two comes down. It's not going, if you notice, into frame number one. It's going right through frame number one. It's going into frame number two. Okay, it's not so clear exactly. Frame number two is supporting there's a loop, right?
This is number two. This
right.
is going to this one here.
Yes.
So how do you see this one going into this one?
How do you see this one? The picture is not clear. The picture is not clear. It's not clear, but that's what's happening. The odd is going through frame number one. The even is going into frame number two. Meaning they go through both. Or every single thread goes through both frame number one and frame number two. It means it goes through the part of the frame where it's under control. When you string it through the loop. So when I pick up, whoops. When I pick up the frame, it picks up that thread. If the cord goes through the loop and I pick it up, it's going to cause the loop to go up. If the cord does not go through the loop, then it's not going to go up when I pick it up.
Okay.
Okay.
What? I just don't see.
Look, there are two. The picture is not clear. There are better pictures. There are better pictures. I have a home, actually, a whole safer on this. A very, very good picture. You know who also has the article has a very good picture on this. The article has a lot of pictures. You should really also learn this Mishnah. You should look at the picture in the article. It's a shame. It costs a lot of money, though.
I probably have it at home.
Caleb?
I have it. I think it's small.
Maybe I should buy it. I should buy it. Yeah, Caleb, do you want to bring it in?
I can try. And
I have color pictures. Every single lot of the Mishnahs. We should have done that all along. We should have done it, but it would have been interesting to contrast some of the pictures. That would have been interesting. Would have been getting more clarity in these.
I think all the other pictures were perfect, and as far as that was concerned. This
is perfect.
I never get this machine.
This machine. Okay, but right now all we need to know is the Kovet Elyon, Kovet Tachton, and Kovet Elyon, Kovet Tachton. There are two frames. In this frame number one, you insert the cord through the loops of all the odd. In frame number two, you insert all of the even. Inserting it through that loop gives you the ability when you lift up the frame, you are raising above all of the odd, or you're raising above all of the even. Why would you want to raise the odd or the even? Because you want to be able to throw the buchyah in between, and by throwing the buchyah in between, automatically it's going to go over and under each individual thread.
Okay.
Now,
over and under each thread.
Over and under. The buchyu is the shuttle. Here it is. Here's the buchyu. Here is the thread. You see? The thread is going in between all the cords. Okay. Now let's take a look over there. The seven called the Ira She'en As Sidla HaChazira. Now, among the buchyu is a chut ha'ariv, is the ariv thread. Hanosin b'masechas, in the weave. They call the masechta. Masechta is called the weave. Because the masechta, everything is integrated. All the chutin, every line, every da, every line, every daf, every yisayit, every chiddush, every idea is interwoven with other ideas in order to create a tapestry. How do you say tapestry or tapestry?
Tapestry.
In order to create this tapestry where everything comes together. Chut ha'arev nonosim b'maseches. The oimed li'areg ben chutei hashasi. It's meant to be woven among the chutei hashasi. That's the chut, it's meant. That's what its destiny is. Ira pekas tsemer, a piece of wool, kitano. Kirucha misavev l'chut ha'arev. And Ira's pekas tsemer kitano. What's pekas? A knot? It says here it's a knot. For beauty? Okay, let's see what it says over here. There it is. This is the Pekas. Kvar achshav hi chibur lebeged v'miga bo hatamei nitma abad. Abad means the woven material. V'zeu ira she'osid lehachazira, which is meant to return. V'medai to litla ulehachalif, to exchange it, eina chibur lebad. Afilu ba'oida b'kashur le'arev, while it's attached to the arev. V'zeu ira she'ein osid lehachazira. V'niskash ha'mishna ha'charayna. Aloshan ha'mishna l'peirut shesh ha'isa ha'mishna tzuch lo'ymar ira she'ein osid lekaima gvaldik. Okay, that's a kasha. So here is b'nefesh u b'nefesh hamesechta, hamesechas, meseches chut hashasi. Okay, chut hashasi. What's the nefesh? Nefesh hamesechas chut ha'arev ha'cholich b'soch hamesechas. What is it called? The nefesh, the neshama, chut ha'arev, the chut ha'arev hanosim b'soch hamesechas. Gam koydim before she. Hitkoi alidei hakirus. Before you made it firm through the kirus. The kirus was the piece of wood which pushed the chutim in together. Nechshav chibur levad umevi tuma levad v'cheinim yitim konim b'chutim. If you bring konim reeds v'chutim v'eitzim kol davar she'oreg noisein b'soch hameseches v'sakna arigas habeged. Nechshav chibur levad umevi tuma levad. One more time. Chut ha'arev hanosim b'soch hameseches. Gam koydim shehidavik shehidku alidei hakirus. Nechshav chibur levad umevi tuma. V'chein emitin konin v'chutim v'etzim b'chol davar she'oreg noisein b'soch hameseches v'sakna arigas habeged. Nechshav chibur levad umevi tuma levad. B'din chut ha'arev v'yotzim min hameseches v'yosel achnis l'hameseches shrei ha'arev b'tzir 637. Okay, so this ira, okay, let's say it's ira is, it's a clump of wool. Okay, if you see over here, it's very hard to see. The picture is not clear.
I think it's clear to me.
We need over here to get, surely get the art school.
We don't have art school here?
What?
In the library, they don't have?
Pika means, ira means, it's a piece of wool. Pika, it's a piece of wool. That is attached to the RF thread that you're going to leave inside when you finish the product. He said, here you can see, here it's a good picture. Here you can see. Don't you see over here you have the garment and you have the odd threads and even threads? Do you see this?
Sort of.
Okay, here's the garment. And the garment has threads. There are odd threads and even threads. Notice all of the even threads here are lifted up. What is the advantage of separating the odd from the even threads? I'm able to take this chut, which is called the Erev chut, and have it go in between, easily to go in between.
What's the use?
What? Because that we go further, we create the garment. I put the garment, now we switch. And now we switch, we alternate. Now I'm going to raise these threads up, put these threads down, and then continue the thread and go through it again, and go the next pass. Pass again. And then switch and go pass again. Yeah, so you don't see this?
This is back, like,
back and forth. You keep on going. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And every time you pass, every time you make a pass, you're making the garment a mashahu thicker. Now, if you do this yourself, you got it in your mind. How am I going to go and raise all of the odd threads and the even threads and go pass a piece of material back and forth? So the way you do it is you automate the process by attaching all of the odd threads to a frame, all the even threads to a frame, and one frame controls the odd, one frame controls the even. You just pick up the frame, so you pick up all of the odd. And now I can easily pass the Aruf thread in between the odd and the even. And then I reverse. And then I pass the earth there between the odd and the even. We keep on doing this, back and forth. We keep on making more and more passes. Now, in the thread, that the earth thread, sometimes you have this little bulk, this little, you have over here a clump of wool. A clump of wool is attached. It looks like a knot. Now, why would that be like that? So that could happen for one of two reasons. Either because it got tangled, the thread got tangled, there's an imperfection, there's a defect. Quality control has not been perfect. And there's a defect in the thread, so you have a clump. You have a clump over there. That's so. If when you go and you pass it through, you can see over here in the picture, there's a clump over there. So it's when the garment is finished, it's going to be an imperfection. There's going to be an imperfection. It's not going to pass quality control. So what are you going to do? You're going to stop the process and you're going to take out the knot.
Okay. Stop the process and take out the knot.
In order that it should be so when it goes through, it should be nice and smooth.
Good.
But sometimes you don't take out the knot. Sometimes you want the knot, the dafka, to stay there. You make special which has knots because it adds texture. It adds texture. It makes it look thick. It makes it look rough. That's part of the design. That's part of the design.
Okay. Sometimes you want the knot. Sometimes you don't want the knot.
Exactly. So when you want the knot, so he's saying, oh, if you have over here, that the ear is called the knot. It's not really called a knot, it's called a clump of wool. It's a clump of excess material that has been clumped together on the ear of thread. Sometimes you want it, and sometimes you don't want it. When you want it, then if...
How do you say want? How do you learn to say that? Want.
Want.
Yeah.
Well, I have an accent?
Yeah.
Like an accent where from Texas?
Something
from
like
the South?
Yeah. That's cute. I don't know where you got it from. Somebody from your family from Attitude.
You're pointing out more of my chesronos today.
No, I'm saying it's good. I like it.
This is already the second time.
It's much more ailing. I like it. Want sounds much better than want. It's very, very sophisticated.
No, it's not.
Okay, I tried to.
Okay, thank you very much.
Give you a compliment.
That's so kind of you.
Good. Cool.
Okay, let's go further. We have here the ear. The ear over here is this clump of material. The clump of material which is causing the ear of thread to show a sign of imperfection.
Good.
Now, it's not necessarily imperfection. Sometimes you want there to be a clump of wool in this location because you want there to be some texture, some thickness, some design, yoifi, in the garment. So the yisur of the Mishnah is, if we have over here on the ear of thread, we have this clump of wool. What is your kavana? If my kavana is that it should remain there so that the garment, the finished product, will have some thickness, or some clump, then it's mekabel tumah. Then the person whose tummy makes contact with it, the entire garment becomes tummy. But if that clump of wool is if that clump of wool is not there, is only there temporarily, it's not there permanently. If that clump of wool is a mistake and you are choosing, you will remove it when the time comes. When the time comes, you will unravel it and take it out. Then it's not mekabel. Then a person whose tummy touches it, there is no tumah. The tumah does not spread to the entire garment. Got it?
If
you have your clump.
When does it spread?
If you want it to remain there. Why would you want it to remain there? It adds yoifi, it adds texture to the garment. It's a design.
It's a design.
Part of the garment is that there should be...
If it's just a clump, then...
If there's it's a mistake, it got tangled, and there's a knot, and you're planning on removing it,
right,
then it's only temporary, and if a person whose tummy puts his hand there, touches, the garment does not become tummy.
Wow.
Okay, let's read it inside. Look, so let's get an idea. Okay, these threads are called the Shasi threads. Okay, these are the Shasi threads. Okay, those the long threads. Okay, they're called this called the Maseches. The entire thing is called the Maseches. It's called the Maseches. Is the woven material.
Maseches is like Masechta.
Masechta. A Masechta is called the Maseches. Maseches Bavakam, Bavatzila Vashra. Maseches. Maseches means it's a borrowed expression. It means a garment that has multiple threads, has even threads, odd threads. It has the Shasit threads, the Erev threads.
Getting into some.
Because when you learn a Masechta, what are you learning? What is a Masechta? Masechta is comprised of multiple components. You have a Mishnah, you have a Gemara, and you have a Tana, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. You have multiple ideas all coming together, all being woven together to produce a complex tapestry.
Tapestry.
Very it's good. All coming together. That's why Masechta is called Masechta.
Coming just for that, you know?
You never do that?
No. It's the first time I ever heard that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, now you know. So it's Kedai. Masechta is called Masechta from a woven garment. Like in this thing over here, there's even, odd, Erev. Everything comes together to produce something beautiful. Okay. So these threads are called the Shasit threads, the long ones. The Shasit threads, they are odd and they are even. The odd threads are connected to one kone, the even are connected to another kone. You keep on going up and down, up and down, up and down, in order to separate the odd from the even, so you can pass the Erev. Like the Erev is like the horizontal thread, in between the odd and the even. So here you throw it in between, and then you switch, and then you throw it the other direction. You switch, and then you go in this direction. Switch, next direction. Switch, okay? And as you keep on switching back and forth and passing the thread, the big garment gets longer and longer and longer and longer and longer. As it gets longer and longer, this part is wrapped around the Kaved Ha'Elyon, and these threads, the raw threads, are originally attached in the loom to the Kovet HaTachton. The Erev thread is rolled up on what's called the Buchyar, the shuttle. The shuttle is what goes. Now, sometimes on the Buchyar, you're going to find an imperfection. An imperfection means you're going to find a clump.
On the other guys, on the Shasis.
On the Shasis, sometimes there are imperfections also on the Shasis. And there are. But sometimes you're going to find imperfection. Imperfection is called an Ira. Sometimes you want there to be an imperfection. Right. It adds yoifi. You know, like people you go by in the construction industry. Some people, they like when there are knots on the wood. You buy a wooden door, and there are knots. There are knots. A knot is an imperfection, is it not? So the more expensive doors do not have knots. But there are people, there are special doors that have knots, and people, bedavka, it's sort of a style. It's a yoifi. They want to buy for a door out you know, in the country, in the Catskills. They want the door, bedavka, to have the knot. It adds a certain image, a certain tsura to the door. You want the knot to be there. It adds a certain image. Right? You can buy pure jeans. They come ripped. You ever see that? You ever walk down the street, people are wearing clothes, and they look like they're
the Barry.
The Barry. And those pair of jeans cost $200. Someone had to go through the effort of mamash ripping it. It's insane. It's insane. Ripped and patches. It's all part of the yoifi. It's a zilbzach. You have over here a clump. Some people, they bedafka want there to be a clump of material over here in this thing because it adds a certain element of yoifi to the garment.
Great.
Okay, now let's read the words inside very slowly. Chut, here we have part of the garment. It's blowing up. I'm going to make, see, over here it is. You see, I drew a circle around it. Okay? You see, that's where it is. That's the clump. And here we're highlighting it over here. Here we're magnifying it. Chut ha'erev, the chut erev, hanasun b'meseches, that's in the weave. Meseches means in the meseches. V'oimel l'ha'areg, and it's meant, this chut is meant to pass, to be woven bein chut ha'shasi. It's meant to pass between the chut ha'shasi. What is the ira? Ira, pikas. Pikas means a ball, a clump. A clump. Tsemer, kitana, small amount of wool. Kerucha, that is wrapped around misaviv l'chut ha'erif, wrapped around the chut ha'erif, the erif thread, v'yemedes le'ha'oreg b'soch chut ha'shasi, and it's meant to be woven within the chut ha'shasi. U'mishameshes l'noi levad, and it serves as a yoifi, it's a noi, it's a beauty for levad, for the woven material. So the halacha here is ki shebedaitoi, when the das, ki the kavana, the kavana shel oig, the weaver is lahasher, to leave es seira b'sechabad. He wants it to be there. He wants that zach to remain there. Kivar achshav, immediately he chibur levad. It's considered to be one with this entire product, this garment. So the purpose of this mission, Masechta Kelim, is to tell us about laws of Tumah Tahara. We're not learning about Hilchos Shabbos, weaving, how many things you have to do in order to be chayfa for Ariga. We're talking over here about the Yisodos of what you have to do exactly. When does Tumah arrive and when does Tumah depart? So if the person, the human being, is a person who is Tameh and he makes contact with this, he touches this, then Nitma Chabad, the entire garment becomes Tameh. V'zehu Iwa she'asid l'hachazirah. This is called an Iwa that is meant l'hachazirah. Now he's going to point out in a few moments that the word l'hachazirah here does not mean to return. It means here, it substitute the word l'hachazirah for the word l'kaimo. Okay, this is an extremely important insight. Are you got this?
Yeah,
when it says here the word lahachazira, lihachazira, it really means lekaim, you want it to remain. Mm-hmm. You want it to remain in place. The imbedaita little, if your covenant was little lachalif, the covenant was to remove it. Not lekaimah, but to remove it. Liachalifa. It's not considered to be one with the levad, even while it's still there. Since my kavan is removed, we consider it to be separate. We already consider it to be non-existent. If a human being who is tameh makes contact with this pika, it does not become tameh. And that's what it means here when we say that an ira, a clump of wool that is not meant to remain, it's meant to be removed. V'neskashe ha-mishna achrayna aloshna mishna v'peruzeh shahisa ha-mishna tzuchloim er ira she'ena osin l'kaima. He just makes this point and says that it would have been more precise for the mishna to use l'kaima instead of the word l'hachazira. But we're going to put that aside. Okay?
Yeah.
Is this clear?
I don't know.
It's not clear.
Sure it's clear. We'll see it in the mishna.
Okay. Okay, now let's see over here. B'nefesh ha-maseches. What does it mean b'nefesh? Okay, the nefesh of Hamaseches.
Of the tapestry.
That's what you said, it's tapestry.
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 You said you keep on saying tapestry. It's tapestry.
Tapestry? Tapestry, like tap.
Right.
Tapestry.
Tap.
Are you really sure that it's tapestry, not tapestry?
Yeah.
I have to consult with my... local Orthodox dictionary.
Right.
The nefesh ha-masechta. I love that expression, the nefesh. The nefesh of the masechta, ha-maseches. It's a kvaldic expression. Okay, what's here is the maseches, the chut ha-shasi. The nefesh ha-maseches, chut ha-orev ha-choylich. Ah, that's what it means, it's beautiful. When the chut ha-orev is choylich b'soch ha-maseches. It means when you're learning. When you're in the middle of producing a masechta, when you're in the middle of putting together a tana with an amoira, with the Rashi, with the Risha, with the Yesoid, this is called the life of the Masechta. It's not stam you have the Masechta, you put the Masechta on the shelf. You put it on the shelf, and you dust off you blow the dust. The nefesh of the Masechta is when it's in motion, is when you're going up and down, and the Bukhya, the shuttle, is going in between the Shasi and the Erif. Yeah?
Yeah.
You like that? Maseches, chut ha-shasi, nefesh ha-masechta, chut ha-orev, ha-chilich, b'sich ha-maseches, chut ha-orev, ha-nosun, b'sich ha-maseches, v'gam koidim, she-yidigo. Now this is even before I notice. When you throw the shuttle in between the R and the E, when you're not finished, you have a special piece of wood, which we learned about yesterday, called the kisam. The kisam is this piece of wood, kiros, the kiros. You see this piece of wood?
Yeah.
See this piece of wood, this kiros? That piece of wood, you fashtup in between the two rows to push the new addition to the rain part of the garment.
Each time you put it in.
Each time you do a pass, I have to push it in, I fashtub it in. Gotta put it to sleep. Gotta put the baby to sleep. Gotta stick it in. That's called the piece of wood. That's called the kiris, which you keep on going back and forth on a slider, back and forth. So chut arev hanoisim b'secha meseches gam koydim before shehidikoy al yidei hakibu, even before you press it with the kiris, nechshav hakibu levad, it's called mechubar. Maybe to Malavat, the Chay Namiti and a Kodim Mechutim, even if you put a reed, a lav dafka, a Kodim Mechutim, the Eitzim, the Choldova, Sha'erig Noisim, the Sechah Mesechas, the Sakin Arigas Abeget, anything that you put, lav dafka, see, sometimes people are not, they can't afford to buy an expensive loom, so they have to improvise. And they use a piece of wood, they go out to the garbage, and they find a little piece of wood, a twig, or a reed, or some type of material which they use in place of the kiros to push the new addition into place. So anything that you're going to use to assist in the process of putting the new pass of Erev into place in the Meseches is also a chelek of the garment, of the process, and if an Adam Tameh makes contact, the entire beggar becomes Tameh. Is that clear?
So, how does it become Tameh, you say?
It's part of the process. It's part of the maseches.
Whatever is part of the maseches becomes tumah.
It brings tumah.
Okay. So whether it's the shasi or the arev or what else?
The shasi, the arev. Whether it's the shasi, whether it's the arev, whether it's anything that's part of the process. We'll go over the mishnah again in a moment. The Bukhya, let's see. V'chein emitin akonim avchudim v'eitcholdav v'shogarig nosim v'sachum sechas l'sak nizbegid nechshav chibo levadu mevi tumah. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah. Uvi'ira she'ein osi la'achzir, an ira which you don't plan on keeping, if you plan on taking out that knot, tar. B'nefesh ha'meseches. In the nefesh of the meseches, while you go through the process of weaving. Uvishasi ha'oimed. We're going to go through the Rav and do this all again. Let's go get all these. Say this. Uvishasi ha'oimed. What is that? The shasi ha'oimed. What is the shasi ha'oimed? 637. Okay, so here you have the shasi. Let's see. Akoyveit ha'tachtoin shechut ha'shasi k'duchim olav. Okay, that we learned before that. So that's called the shasi ha'tachtoin. Ha'shasi. Okay, that's the shasi. It's there. Let's see. Hashasi oimed la'iriga bevad. Harei zechibu lebad. Umevi es atum lebad. V'negei b'chudi hashasi ha'kruchem ala koyved ha'tachtoin. On the koyved ha'tachtoin. Kos, that we say, v'mayim tarim, sholdas harosh. Ein chibu lebad ve'ein amevi mesatumah. V'achudi hashasi oimed ha'mutochim ha'metuchim. Bein ha'kovdim mevim mesatum ba'omnom. However, mehorosh mashmash afkudi hashasi ha'kruchim ala kovdim ha'chibu mevim mesatum ba'omnom. V'chei kosaf ha'chazoynish b'das harosh shekol chudi hashasi ha'kruchim ala kovdim mevim mesatum ba'omnom. V'kosaf sham v'gam kol chud ha'erev af ha'yotze b'nefesh ha'meseches v'af ha'kruch ha'lakone af u'chibu l'uban mevim mesatum ba'omnom l'da'azeh. V'zorach yin l'am l'nitzvulosh namish nefesh ha'meseches tafka. Okay, so all it means over here is, the point I'm trying to make over here is, this term called Shasi Ha'imed. Shasi Ha'imed means basically the Shasi. That's what after this long shtickly just saying that it's very misleading. This term would appear, and according this is true according to some of the Rishonim. Where is the shasi begin? The shasi begins on the koyved hatachtein. Right here is the koyved hatachtein. If I touch the shasi on the koyved hatachtein, does the garment become tummy? What?
This is where it starts.
So some want to suggest that the fact that the Mishnah says this unique term called the Shasi Ha'oimed, why does it say the word Ha'oimed? Let the Mishnah just say Uva Shasi. The fact that it says Shasi Ha'oimed is teaching us that not only does the Shasi become Tamei, that the only part of the Shasi that will bring Tuma to the garment when it comes in contact with the Tamei, it's only the Shasi that's not on the Koyved. The Oimed means it stands alone, it stands separate, it stands apart. It's
which stands in your palm? Where is it?
Here. There it is. It's going down. Here, look, here.
Okay, fine.
But the part of the shasi that's not oimed. It's not oimed. It's not. It's
on?
Not vertical. It's horizontal. What do you mean horizontal? I mean, it's
this
on. No, this part on the koivet. On the koivet.
Yeah.
The koivet atachna. It's wrapped around.
Yeah.
It's wrapped
so
around.
It's on the spool over there.
On the spool. That's not called oimed. When it says shasi ho'oimed, it's coming to exclude the shasi that's not standing separate, but that's attached to the koivet. That's still wrapped around the koivet. The part of the shasi that's wrapped around the koivet is too far away. It's too isolated. It's not yet, has not yet entered into the world where we consider it to be an extension of the garment. Only the shasi that has already come down from the koivet, that's in the frame, that's near, that's coming very near to the, its purpose in this world, to become part of this tapestry, that is going to be mekabel tumah, it's going to bring tumah. But the part of the shasi that's wrapped around the koivet, it's too far apart.
That's the shasi oimed?
The shasi oimed is not the part that's wrapped around the koivet. The shasi oimed is the part of the shasi that's comes down and comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Not the part that's wrapped around the pole. The part that's wrapped around the pole cannot be called the oimed. The part that comes down is called the oimed. Okay, we have the shasi ha'oimed. The shasi ha'oimed. The part that comes down. Then we come to what's called uva kaful shehviroi al gabi argam. The kaful that you put on the argam. Now here, the very edge, we had this yesterday. Okay, now what is the argamon rikma shal gabi habeged koifel chatichas beged shetoyfrim al hagamon shlo yislachlech. Now it appears that when the garment is finished, this is not part of the loom. The seventh case, when you finish the garment, it was customary in the ancient times to put some threads of argamon, like you know your talus cut, and you have a talus cut, you have the black lines. You have black lines in your talus. You don't have the blue lines, right? You have black or blue.
Black.
You're a traditionalist. You don't have colors. You have kesoinus pasim?
No.
Some people I know, they have a kesoinus pasim. They have a lot of colors.
You know that.
Light blue, red, green. One time I saw a guy who came with an army fatigue towels.
Crazy.
You ever see the army and the soldiers? They have the fatigues, different colors. Green, sand. They change the fatigue. You know that? They change every so often to different to match. Okay, so we have over here this garment on the end of the garment we weave. You see these threads? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You weave. This is beauty, yoifi. This argamon is extremely expensive. It costs, for one chut of argamon, it costs $100. Only royalty were able to afford to have argamon. Okay?
To have it at the end of the baguette.
So that's what they would do to make the baguette look beautiful. After you finish making the baguette, you would take some argamon.
It's like a design.
And you would weave it in and out to make it beautiful. Now the problem here is argamon is very delicate. And it's extremely expensive. So they would cover it. We learned before last time that they would take other chutim and they would go in and out in order to protect it. They would just weave in between the argamon. They would weave other chutim in order to serve as a buffer that it should not get dirty temporarily while it's not being used. Like when you go buy a suit, it comes sometimes with all these funny things on the bottom, right? They stitch it up. They put all these funny stitches. I don't know what there's all to show, right? They put all these stitches in order to get to show that there's a new garment, and you know what I'm talking about?
No.
You buy a new suit. You ever get? They have all these funny stitches you have to take out. All over the place?
I've seen it on suits, but not...
On suits?
Yes, sir.
Right. So why do they do that? It's just for show, just to make believe, to make you feel good. You're buying a new suit.
Yeah.
Right? So, but they actually did that in order to protect it from getting dirty. Here, there's another technique. The technique is to take a garment, take a piece of cloth, take a shmata, and you cover it. You cover it on top of the garment, and you stitch it in order to protect the argamon. The argamon is very expensive. It's very delicate, and you don't want to get ruined in the factory. So after they stitch the argamon, they basically basically they temporarily they cover it. How do they cover it? They take a piece of cloth and they stitch a piece of cloth around the top of their garment in order to shelter, to protect it, so it not get dirty, not get ruined. Okay? So that's what means over here, Vakafol. Kafol is a piece of garment, Shehaviroi al gabi agamon, which they have passed on top of the garment. Here is the agamon, here is a piece of cloth, and they have stitched on top of it in order to protect it. So it says over here concerning this kafol, Shehaviroi al gabi agamon, that it's tame. If you touch it, it's going to be. Let's see what it says over here. The kafol, shivtach agamon, agamon rikmar al shlagav yabeged. Kafol katichas beged shatoyim v'agav yagamon yisushlo yislachshana get dirty. Ha kafol chibor lebeged mevi tomo. So this it's kafol mevi tomo lebeged. It's part of the garment. And if you touch the kafol, even though it's only temporary, the entire beged becomes tummy. Nirish l'das harav chachilik ben a kafol shaviu agav yadagamon luchut shaviu agav yagamon shakafol tafel lebeged luchut in tafel lebeged. Amnam niskashu at first. Israel, a chazonish, b'dvarav sh'av sh'akavul tafel lebeged ein el chibur chibur aray. It's only temporary. Ulechein perushu amishna b'oifin acher. Okay, but he's not boyaz ois the tishrei as a dumb tishrei, but he's not presenting over his sleeve. We don't have to see. We don't have to know. But he's always saying over here that this sleeve is going to bring tumah, and this is also going to bring tumah. Chut sheviu gabi agaman mlaf it protects it. So the chut is not mitame. Okay, so you have two different examples. This is tar. If I touch this chut that's protecting the argamon, the beged is tahor. It does not bring tumah. This, if I touch the kafel, it's tame. The beged becomes tame. And the kasha yes is what's the difference? They're both temporary.
Both temporary and they're both to protect.
Protect the argamon. This costs extremely enormous amount of money, these threads of argamon, because it's very expensive, very delicate, and you want to temporarily cover it so it should not get ruined. So you cover it in one of two ways. Either you pass thread back and forth in between it, and somehow that shelters it. You cover it with a buffer of thread on top in between it. It's temporary. If I touch that thread, the beged is tahor, because we don't consider this to be a chelik of the beged. But if I protect the argamon temporarily by taking a piece of cloth and stitching it on top of it, and I touch the piece of cloth on top, the beged does become tame. Okay, that's called the kafel shaviroi al gabi argamon. Okay, let's see with the ira shiasida leachzira. Now the ira means shiasida. We did this already. The ira which you are planning to keep. If you have an ira, you have a clump of wool that is getting bulk, adding some bump to the Erev, but you're planning to keep it there because that's part of the design. Part of the design is we have to substitute the word lihachazira with the word lekaima. That is what we learned in the parish, that the word lachazira here means exactly the same thing as lekaima. Tame. If you touch that pika, the entire bay becomes tame. Not like we learned before, when the pika is not meant to remain. The pika is meant to be untangled and to be removed, and if you touch it, the beged is tor because it's not meant to remain there. Okay, next. Hanogea, wait, 639, we already did that. That is going back, we already did it. Ratzia 635, we already did that. Next. Hanogea bitse. Here is the ima. This is the finished material, right? I make wool. Here is the pika. Remember the pika? Here is the pika. We did the summer of the pika, and this is the kush. The kush, the pika. You know what a kush is?
Yeah.
You know what a kush is? I know what a pika is?
The pika is the bottom part.
The bottom part, which adds weight, and the kush, the top part. And then there's the hook. Okay? Pika, kush, sinoira. Okay? Dangerous tool. Pika is its weight, kush, tsinora, and here you use it to make the spin thread. And what do you do with the finished material, the finished product? The finished product is wrapped on the ima, on the mother. The finished product you wrap on the ima. After you finish spinning the thread, what do you do with the finished material? The finished material is wrapped on the ima. The shoyne shel tzemer, kruchim alu ima, tongues of wool wrapped on the ima, lefnei to the yosam luchot before you. I'm sorry. The ima made not the fin. I made a mistake. Dvarim shemati lechem, tohu sein biyadi. This is the raw material. This is raw, the raw wool. This is wool. This is raw wool, raw stuff. This stuff that comes off the animal. You go to the animal and you say, "Can I please take some of your stuff?" And you take it, and you make it into raw material, and then you have to spin it to make it into chutim. So here's the raw material. Lavonas mitziusum shalakelin pika kush v'ima haneskod b'mishoseinu yuvakan tir melachas atviya. The way you spin wool alpi tferes Yisrael. We have the ima. The shayna shall simmer tongues of wool. This is raw material. Kruchim aloima that is wrapped around the ima lefnei tiviyasim luchud before you make it into a chut. Ha ima asuya me'etz. The ima is made from wood. Okay, the ima, this piece of thing is made from wood or mimateches from nettle. We have the tzinora, the hook, the kush, and the pika. Tzinora michut, ha tzinora machat, a needle. Mimateches from metal. Hakush also either from metal or from wood. Hapika also from metal. This is made from metal in order to give it weight. If you remember, there was a pika that's made from wood. It's only a fake. It's only wrapped around. It's a tzipui. Okay, we have here the ima tviya meloshon esachot. Here we're spinning it. Tachilo achot tavui nikshar letzina. You tie it letzinara, and you turn it. Hakush mutuch al achot. The kush, it spread esachut lamata, v'isha hilechas v'tava esachut. She spins the chut.
What is this? What's going on?
I don't know exactly. A pika moisif a kair weight. The kush v'al yidei kach nimtach achut lamata. You see, the woman here is spinning the thread. Okay? You don't touch this part. This part you don't touch. This part hangs down. I take the raw material and I attach the raw material to the hook, to the tzinoira. And then I spin the raw material. This is a weight. It's like a weight in order to give weight, so that when I spin the material, the weight, the combination of the weight, will assist me in producing string. Okay? You don't hold this. You don't touch this. The woman over here is touching the ima, and is touching the chut. She's spinning it, and the end of the chut. End of the chut is attached to the tzinoira, and she produces a string, and then I guess she gets rid of it. Now she keeps on doing this until this gets down to the ground. She keeps on making more and more thread, and when this hits ground, when it hits the bottom,
is it always on the ground?
No, you start off over here, and then as it gets, the string gets longer and longer and longer, it hits the ground.
The string hits the ground.
No, the pika hits the ground. The pika hits the ground.
I thought the pika was on the ground.
No. It's a small thing. It's a small thing. You hold it over here in your hand, and you start, and you use it as a weight, and you make string. And then as you make more and more string, the kush and the pika gets lower and lower.
Okay.
And eventually, you have so much string that the sinur, the kush and the pika hit the ground.
Okay.
And when that happens, you take the string, you wrap it around. You wrap it around the kush. You wrap it around the kush, and you do it. You go weiter. You make more.
The ima,
though. No, the ima is the raw material.
You put it against the kush. Wrap it around the kush.
Yeah, that's what it says. Mahalach atviya a kush yored v'haylech atshegiel aritz mishegiel la kush aritz techrich ha'ishras achut hatovi misav le kush. She wraps it around the kush. The tuchal hamshach she could do more. Okay, we're out of time. We have to stop because out of time. I have to go daven. We have to daven, okay? We have to stop. Here, look, here. You see, look, here it is. Here is the pika, here is the kush, so here's all the finished material. This is the finished string.
It's the same as the
ima, it's not, this is the raw material.
It's the same as the raw.
It's not the same. The ima is the raw.